Good morning, Dr. Rex. Yeah, no stress, mate. Do you mind if I pop you on hold? I'll go have a look. Cheers. Sorry, mate. Just been waiting for the computer to be free. Let's have a look. Now, what days work better for you, mate? That's all right. So the earliest I've got is the 7th of November, which is a Friday. Hey, right. Yes. Gotcha. Gotcha. So there's a couple different. Sorry, mate, you go. Yeah, you go. Yeah. Gotcha. So let me bring up your old details here and I'll get myself familiar with the car. What was the phone number there? Yeah. 959. Under Billy. What have we got? There we go. It is 2018 STI. Yep. Okay. And let's have a look. So, it looks like previously it had lifted a head, is that right? Yep. Nice. So the only thing that sort of stands out to me here is it might have a sticking thermostat there, because it sort of screams like everything else is fine. It's like the work that we've looked at here, we replaced the head of tank cap because it was swollen. Yeah, that would have been from the previous head gasket. So I imagine, look, I'm assuming they would have replaced a thermostat when they did the engine, but if it's still the original thermostat, that sounds like that's sticking. And IG stage 2.5 closed deck, you might have an air pocket in there. So there's a couple different ways you can tackle it. Like, we will have a look at it when the car comes in anyway. But the problem with these cars is once the thermostat gets an airlock behind them, and it's quite common on a closed deck block if it's got a little bit of a hissy fit there, what can happen is the top side of the motor gets very hot and then the bottom hose is ice cold. And it generally happens after, say, if you've been cruising, like we see it a lot with the like race cars. So we have to warm the cars up like right until the thermostats crack open before you even head out on the track. Because what happens is when the drivers head out is the thermostat, like it hasn't cycled yet, and then it gets stuck. So you'll get the thing overheating and the coolant pressure goes through the roof, even though the car's cold on the bottom side. So normally we combat that by, you can put I wouldn't put a lower thermostat in that. I'll just say it might be worth replacing the thermostat, you know. Yeah, rebleed it properly again, and then just make sure the caps themselves are good to go. It looks like they replaced the top cap, but the bottom cap might also be compromised there. You know, it doesn't take much. It wouldn't have hurt the car or anything like that. It didn't push any coolant, I'm assuming. No, it has. It would have to be a stock thermostat then. It's just airlocked. Yeah. Oh no, I'd cry. No. Yeah. No, I don't think it'll be that. They're pretty stout, especially you got the recipe there for a good result. It's probably just a sticking thermostat. Yeah. Ooh, it's a tricky one. The only thing you can really see is like a rough thickness, and then like certain brands have their logo sticking out the top. Like RCM has the logo out the top. If it's... Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We'll see if so we'll have a look and see if we can sort of pinpoint what it is. Like, I'll throw another variable to you. Like, even if it is a factory gasket, they're still pretty resilient. Like, especially, like, well, how much power is a car making? Yep. So, like, even then, like, a factory gasket's okay. It's more to do with the head bolts and head stud sort of combo. Like, we've had factory head gaskets, like even in my own car, I pushed 35 pounds through the damn thing. It was fine. I really don't think it's just looking at the rest of it, like the cap being old and swollen, it sort of screams that they've just put the old shit back in. Do you know what I mean? So it could just be an old, they would have looked at the thermostat and said, oh, look, it's fine, but most guys won't go test it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if us, it's a $15 item, we'll kick it in the bin and put a brand new one in. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It costs nothing, man. But yeah, the cap sort of paints a picture there. So, 7th. Yes, yeah, any day. Look, ideally probably the 18th onwards. The 17th, we've got a couple of things. Yeah. No worries. Potential thermostat. Yeah, no, that's all right. Yeah. Yeah, I've just written here, check cooling system integrity, potential thermostat and caps, has airlocked in the past. What was the phone number again, mate? Sorry, I lost it off my screen. Yeah. Yep. 959, done, mate. All right. Yeah, no stress. So my service check. Yeah. That's me. That's me. Yeah, that's me. No, you're all right, mate. Is it like poppy or like or oh, like a synchro. Yeah. Is it worse higher RPM? Yeah. That's screaming like synchro. Yeah. Fourth or fifth. Yeah. The hotter temps, obviously the oil's getting thinner in there. Yeah. Let me speak to the boys because it might, it doesn't, it's hard because fourth gears you're motoring pretty fast. To test it, like you would, if I remember correctly on the car, when I was on the dyno, I was having a bit of, normally we run them in fifth, to, really give them a bit of a hard time, but it looks like in my notes here, I've run it in fourth, which is okay. It doesn't like change anything. It might, yeah, it might be a reason for that. I might have been, I would have picked synchro. I just can't remember. That's all. We can check that out. Yeah, might, I'm not gonna be able to check it out on the street, unfortunately, but if we have to roll it up, we can do that as well. Done, man. You have a good week.